Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. Every week at this time, music from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Tonight we'll be featuring selections from two works, the first by a Frenchman, Gautier de Coincy, whose dates are 1177 to 1236, the second a Tuscan, Simone Prudenzani, who flourished in the late 14th century. Both these men were no composers as such, but, like John Playford in the 17th century, collectors and arrangers. Let's start with Gautier de Coincy, who put together a compilation called The Miracles of Notre Dame, where the Virgin Mary intercedes to put things right for humanity. Gautier translated many of these Latin miracle stories into French and then set them to medieval popular songs, especially those of the Trouvères. These miracle stories, which he translated in 1218, were a generation or so later to serve as the basis for the more famous Cantigas of Santa Maria of Alfonso the Wise, King of Castile and Leon. Gautier was born in Coincy near Soissons and spent most of his life there. That was an area between Champagne and Picardy, an important center of Trouvère activity. Gautier was a contemporary of Thibaut of Champagne, Blondel de Nesle, Gas Brûlé, and many other Trouvères. It's not surprising, therefore, that the model for Gautier's songs are from Trouvère love poetry. But the courtly love tradition is applied not to an earthly female, but to the Virgin Mary. I'll play three of these for you, which translate respectively as "Oh, there is no song like this," "Winter," "Snow or Ice," and finally, "Eve gave us over to death." The harp consort is directed by Andrew Lawrence King. Thank you.
varit nemmit. Vus scipatur itammets e parbue die, sacies cadie votra amur fler e pyt. Damnes ere par votre leggeri,
Oh, dear, God, it's full of the key, God, it's me.
efficace che vinus nanna si petite passun di ruivi di siel na neve l'amor la grazia porze servire
Ave Maria, grace cat Jesse Maria. tristet un padre diem se ne fia la verge sangua sive
Pizza.
Poems in Praise of the Virgin, set by Gauthier de Coincy, to medieval popular songs. Coincy lived from 1177 to 1236. Those popular songs were almost exclusively Trouvère songs. We heard "Oh, There Is No Song Like This," "Winter, Snow, or Ice," and "Eve Gave Us Over to Death." Miracle poems set from the Latin to the French, and then the refrain from courtly love lyrics to sacred lyrics. Music of Gauthier de Coincy. Hope you enjoyed it. Performed there by the Harp Consort, directed by Andrew Lawrence King, who was also featured on harp, psaltery, organ. And in the first piece, we heard Jeannie Cassidy, the featured voice, Ian Honeyman in the second piece, and in the final selection, Ian Honeyman again, Virgin Landre, and John Podger. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Next, music by a collector. This is from a CD called Music for a Medieval Banquet, which is a compilation of very well-known pieces from the 14th century, here collected by Simon Prudenzani near the end of the 14th century. He was a Tuscan poet, and he created two interrelated allegorical works, Il Solazzo, meaning solace, and Il Saporetto, or Tasty Morsels. Prudenzani was not a great artist, and little serious attention has been paid to his works. This is a shame, because while not the equal of, say, Boccaccio or Chaucer, Prudenzani is an amusing and fascinating cultural informant, particularly for lovers of food and wine, and most of the pieces that you're going to hear here were performed at banquets. And you'll recognize, as I said, some of these. We'll start off with an anonymous piece, which was arranged by Prudenzani, La Badessa. Following that, we'll hear Jacopo da Bologna's Non al suo amante, then Francesco Landini's Dulcie Signore, and we'll conclude with music of Johannes Chiconia, O Rosa Bella. Here is the Newbery Consort, music for a medieval banquet.
La badessa se nessuna vuole udire, entri in ballo, io vuoi dire quel che intervenne adesso. E il monasterio era grande, ben fornito a una celle, mangiavande buon vivande, sì che erano carette e belle, ed avienne lor mammelle, più che neve o succar bianche, ben formata per i tuoi danni, da curare poco de messa. La novella della badessa se nessuna vuole udire, entri in ballo, io vuoi dire quel che intervenne adesso. La badessa era ben nata e paria spirituale, bene vero che alcuna fiana l'aspetta e li baciavale. Riparava quel modale suo difetto saviamente, non se ne sapia niente chi facia la patronessa. La novella della badessa se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, io vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso. Una notte esta Madonna se giacea col suo divono, che ci andava sconda sconda per cessare ogni malcoto. A lei s'era dato tono, non per mal ma per diletto, intanto l'altro un giovenetto per lo muro mise la stessa. La novella della badessa se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, io vuoi dire quel che per questo fu veduta, perché c'era suora alcuna che di ciò era saputa. A gridar già non fu muta, alla cruomo, suora tal di certo un uomo, nella cella ella s'avessa. Badessa per la fretta di trovarsi a quel rumore, sciogato il capello venne a non trovare quel furore, le mutande per errore de colui che lì giacea, queste in capo se ponea e la lotresse con gran messa.
La novella della badessa se nessuno la volevo dire, e più ballo Dio vuol dire quel che gli intervenne adessa.
Dove questa male nata che ha commesso tal peccato tosto sia imprigionata che se l'ha ben meritato. E la rispose: io ho falato, ma il veletto va conciate quando cerca ebbe trovate le mutande ne sa reversa.
La novella della badessa se nessun la volevo dire, e il ballo Dio vuol dire quel che gli intervenne adessa.
Vuoi saper se c'è forrisa quando veder doi cosciale sopra il capo con del guiso alla badessa monacale? Dicean tutte se avesse ale e l'apparebbe una civetta della gella, e poi con fretta si fuggì da quella ressa.
La novella della badessa se nessun la volevo dire, e il ballo che io vuol dire quel che gli intervenne adessa.
Questa udito a mio diletto per alcun che altri ne piglia parlar bene con rispetto e vedere ciò che bisbiglia, e non volere alzar di ciglia alcuna fiara quando è giunto, e non esser così pronto come fu questa badessa.
La novella della badessa se nessuno la volevo dire, entri in ballo Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne ad essa. La novella della badessa se nessuno la volevo dire, entri in ballo Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne ad essa.
vecchio amore d'ottara. Per questi odio, per questi odio, per questi
And we have concluded Distant Mirror with selections from a CD called Music for a Medieval Banquet, pieces collected by late 14th century Tuscan poet Simone Prudenzani. We began with La Badessa, an anonymous piece arranged by Prudenzani, then Jacopo de Bologna's Non al suo amante, Francesco Landini's Dolci e Signore, and we ended with Johannes Ciconia's O Rosabella. The Newbery Consort was directed by Mary Springfels and featured mezzo-soprano Judith Malafrante and countertenor Drew Mintner. Thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. Until next week at the same time, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et Vita.